I just want to say that the Coalition of Childcare Advocates depends on membership fees because we definitely don't have charitable tax status, because all our work is commenting on public policy and making our demands very clear to our politicians. In the Vancouver Sun recently on February 17th, you may have read an article that said Canadian families are living on the edge financially. And in that article, it quoted a new stat, Vanier Institute, 82% of Canadian families with children have two income earners. And yet we know that there are only enough licensed childcare spaces in this country for 12% on average across all the provinces and territories. You have to ask yourself, where are those children? It's important for you to know, Jack, and I'm sure you do, but just to reiterate, there are two funding mechanisms in Canada that deal with early learning and childcare. One is called the Early Childhood Development Initiative, or what we call the ECDI. The second is the Multilateral Framework Agreement. The ECDI was a five-year agreement from 01 to 06 and has $2 billion in it for the children of Canada. The Multilateral Framework Agreement is $935 million and runs from 03 to 08, another five-year agreement. If these funds were divided equally over the lifetime of the agreements, which they're not, they're back-end loaded, the total would be about $580 million spent each year on early learning and childcare from the federal government divided amongst all the children of Canada. Now, what's happening, unfortunately, in our province with our provincial Liberals is that they are doing huge cuts to services that impact women and children and using these federal funds to backfill their holes. The net result is that we are still further behind now than we were in 2001 for services for children and families in this province. I'm going to quickly get to the chase. What are the recommendations? It's important to note that John Godfrey and the Liberal Social Policy Caucus in Ottawa has recommended to their own government that they spend $10 billion a year on services for early learning and childcare. And when I say childcare, I mean family resource programs, I mean preschool, I mean junior kindergarten, and I mean full-day center care and children in licensed family homes. So the Liberals' own insiders are recommending that they spend $10 billion a year, and right now we're at $580 million. So you've asked what should be done with this corporate tax cut instead of giving it as a cut to corporations. Well, immediately we should commit $1 billion a year, immediately, with a commitment to $10 billion a year in the very near future. It's absolutely crucial that Ottawa demand accountability from the provinces. Absolutely crucial. You get a government like we've got in BC right now, and we've got a federal government giving us this much money, and it's doing zero good. Advocates have lobbied the feds for years to do something for childcare, for women who work, and for children. They do something, and our provincial government flushes it down the toilet. So accountability is a key. And it's very important that we stop this artificial split that's happening here and in other places between something called early childhood development over here and childcare over here. Mm-hmm. They are exactly the same thing. Quality childcare gives children the school readiness that they need. It identifies areas where children might need early supports. It has all that early brain development and stimulation that the researchers talk about. Quality childcare is what we want for our children, no matter what their family's employment status or their family's income. It's a crucial service. So I think, and I've done this little speech for Paul Martin as well, earlier last year when he went around the country asking what are Canadians' priorities. And when I asked him what his priority was about childcare, he gave me a spiel about family places where people could go for parenting advice. That's what he thought childcare was. He thought it was something about early childhood development and improving parenting skills. Totally missed the boat altogether. But early childhood development is becoming sort of sexy language for politicians to talk about. And I think we've really got to ground that in childcare and the continuum of care that we need for our families. So also important for you to do is stipulate that the Early Childhood Development Agreement dollars are split two-thirds childcare and one-third for the other important programs like prenatal development and things like that. But please don't let them pretend that they should be using childcare dollars for immunizations and things like that, because that is what's happening. Mm-hmm. So let's fund childcare appropriately. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon.